Hey everybody, it's Justin here. This week on the show, we actually talked about the Chicks, and somehow, when we kept talking later, the topic of Hansen came up. And here's a conversation in defense of Hansen.
Yeah, you guys are talking about going to a lot of shows together and stuff, and like, I have to say, Justin and I haven't been to that many shows together. In fact, no. I don't really go to that many. I think
you go
I've
to
seen
like 70 Hansen shows.
And no, I probably haven't been to that many. But yeah, like the only band I go see is Hansen,
right?
Live. I mean, I've probably seen like a handful of other bands live, like maybe literally maybe five other
bands.
We went
to Blink. We went to see Blink the one time.
I've seen Blink. I've seen, don't judge me, I've seen Lifehouse. I've seen,
they were popular for a while.
Yeah, it was back when they were popular. I know there's others, but I haven't seen that many.
Can I clarify something real quick?
Yeah.
You're talking about Hansen as in the band with the three blonde brothers?
Yes, them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've traveled all over the country to see them. I mean, but like, and I've been to tons of their concerts, but I haven't really been to that many concerts.
The aggravating thing about Hansen is, you know, they're talented. Like, they're really good, and they're a band.
I never turned you on to them.
No. Yeah, the thing is, like, I have a deep, deep respect for Hansen. We've talked about this ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I've even brought it to the show, like, when you're not here. Like, I have a deep respect for them. I really do.
I wish you were a fan like
but
me.
I can't. I don't know what it is why I can't just flip the switch to go from I respect you to I'm a fan of you. Especially, like, the last two records where it's, like, they're adults now writing adult records. And, well, I say two meaning Anthem and
just the
Shout
most recent
out
that you've liked a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the new stuff, like, the new album they're releasing, like,
currently,
track by track.
The current, they're releasing, like, one track a month right now or something like that for their newest album.
But, yeah, like, I understand your reaction, Abby, and at least you didn't go, oh, the Mbop guys, and like start making fun of them, because I bristle at that now. Like, I'm like, don't do that to them. Like, it's fine
but
if you don't like
it. People don't know that they never stopped making music.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing, is people don't know. People think, oh, when I say, oh, I like Hansen, they think, oh, the ones that were popular like 30 years ago, like, yeah, or 20 years ago or whatever. Like, I'm like, well, you know, they never stopped making music. So
Shout It Out is essentially a Motown record. Like, it's the thing that I can say that best defines Hansen is they don't necessarily write soul music, but they have soul. There is soul to Hansen's music. And I don't know if it's because of your love of them that I can't flip that switch to just become a fan and just let go. Or if they just, to me, it's really just, there's only one song that I can definitively say, fuck, I love that song. That's great. Everything else is just like, okay,
yeah,
it just kind of exists somewhere in my head.
I get it.
Well, I hadn't considered them. Like, I mean, Mbop was, I'm going to date myself, that came out when I was in junior high. And so, of course, like, all the girls had the Middle Brothers poster up all over their rooms. Like, we were obsessed for a while, and then we just kind of all moved on. I am those people you referred to. I didn't know they continued to make music. So now I'm curious. So I'm probably going to listen tomorrow while I'm working.
There you have it. Abby, Kristen, Curtis, and I waxing poetic about Hansen, or at least, you know, maybe intriguing people into checking Hansen out. So again, the episode on the Chicks comes out this Thursday, so you can get that on all podcast platforms. If you'd like to hear the rest of the conversation from that, it's all After the Fact 96. You'll find that on Patreon, patreon.com/ohhijustin. And again, Deprogrammed is available on all podcast platforms.